From MOCs to willow pumps, RVUs to blowouts. If you know exactly what I'm talking about, you're probably a physician mom, and this podcast is definitely for you. Welcome to Stethoscopes and Strollers. I'm Dr. Toya, an OBGYN and coach, and like you, I'm juggling life in scrubs with tantrums and timeouts. Here, we get each other on a level no one else can. Conversations will be real and 100% unfiltered, so you might choose to listen while you're alone, or at least put in your AirPods. It's time to feel understood, supported, and a little less alone. Let's get into it. Hey Doc, have you ever heard one of those moms that seem like they glorify the struggles of motherhood? Like, especially in the beginning, you know, you'll hear them say, you know, those sleepless nights is really what made me stronger, and it's what brought me and my baby closer, and I cherished those nights where I didn't get any sleep. And I'm just like, what? Those people are in what I like to call the struggle Olympics, games where no one wins, and you tell yourself the story that this struggle is what made you stronger and who you are as a mother, and it made you a good mother. But I am here to tell you, you do not need to struggle to be considered a good mother. You can have an easier life and an easier time and still be a good mom to your kids. So I'm not saying that it's going to be 100% easy and smooth sailing, but you can get a night nanny to help you so that you can sleep. You can decide not to breastfeed because it's very hard and affecting your mental health. You can get an au pair to come and help you in your home, even though you have one kid and they in daycare, right? You do not have to struggle. So if there's anyone that is making you feel bad for trying to lessen your struggle, they're telling you that you should do this or you shouldn't do that. They're making you feel bad for wanting to sleep train or whatever it is that you need to do to make this time in your life easier. Make the decision to set a boundary and ignore that person. No longer discuss your motherhood struggles with them. Don't ask them for advice. If they try to give you advice, block it. You know, do whatever it is you have to do to protect yourself and recognize it for what it is. The Struggle Olympics is a game where nobody wins. I don't want to get that gold. No, thank you. And I'm sure you don't either. All right. So share this with another physician mom who needs to hear this message. Don't forget to rate and review us. It helps get the word out and helps us reach even more physician moms. And I will see you next time on the next episode of Stethoscopes and Strollers. And that's a wrap on today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you feel a little more seen and a lot less alone. If you love what you heard, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and drop us a 5-star review. They really make a big difference, and it helps other physician moms find us too. And share this episode with your friends. It's all about spreading the support and keeping the conversation going. See you on the next episode of Stethoscopes and Strollers.